If you're part of our church family, we have been giving out devotions, and so we're, as a group, kind of following along our children's ministry. And so on this Friday, we have moved to 1 Timothy. So we finished up Nehemiah, and now we're on to 1 Timothy. And so 1 Timothy chapter 1, I'm sorry, 1 Timothy chapter 3, 18 through 16. So 1 Timothy chapter 3, 18 through 16. We find ourselves at the end of the qualifications for you got your elders, and then you got some qualifications for deacon. And sometimes these lists become pretty overwhelming. There's no way I can ever measure up. My life is not anything like that. But I think it's also an opportunity to say, okay, we want to continue to grow. We want to continue to develop. And so we do go back to the Word of God and say, okay, what does it look like to be in leadership? What are the qualities that need to have or be worked on or developed or growing? And so 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 8, you read these words, deacons likewise must be dignified, not double-tongued, not addicted to much wine, not greedy for dishonest gain. They must hold the mystery of the faith with a clear conscience, and let them also be tested first. Let them serve as deacons if they prove themselves blameless. Their wives likewise must be defined or dignified, not slanderous, but sober-minded, faithful in all things. Let deacons each be the husband of one wife, managing their children well and their household well. For those who serve as deacons gain a good standing for themselves and also great confidence in the faith that is in Christ Jesus. So if you're like me, you start to shudder, you start to say, well, I missed it here, I missed it there. And just really a neat opportunity, though, for a list to be given just so that we can hold ourselves to a standard, so that we're not just like, okay, well, we're just going to do it the good old boys way. But this is what a deacon must look like. Dignified, not double-tongued, not addicted to wine. Notice for some of you that might have grown up in churches that, well, you know, there's no way that you can be a deacon and drink. Well, here it says not addicted to much wine, not greedy for dishonest gain, not the individual trying to go out and make a little bit more. Well, you know, just here we go, just more about me. They must hold the mystery of the faith with a clear conscience. I like the way I read out of the an older version of the NIV. It reads it from this perspective. Deacons likewise must be men of worthy respect, sincere, not indulging in much wine, not pursuing dishonest gain. They must keep hold of the deep truths of the faith with a clear conscience. So a person that's going to serve as a deacon, the truth of the scripture needs to be a part of that person. Why would you say that would matter? Because as you go about life, the truth of the scripture is going to help you navigate the storms of life. And so as you go back and focus on the truth, then you're going to be able to go in a different direction because you have focus on the truth, because you're clinging to that. And so it's going to be the guiding factor of who you are. Or maybe another way is this deacon has a personal relationship with Jesus, not so-and-so's faith, but my relationship with Jesus. And it also includes their wives in that, which I think is really important. Neat to see that God wanted that. Holy Spirit led in that. Their wives and their household, managing it to the best of their ability. Notice the word is not perfection. Manage your household well. And so as you serve today, as you are part of our community, as you're leading today, as you're in your home, may God's word be that, okay, here's some truth. These are people that are called to leadership. These are the things that God is looking for in their lives. Not perfect, but looking for them growing in these areas. And then that would help them serve the church family well. So hopefully, as you walk away from this little passage, you'll go back and say, okay, Father, where do you want me to grow? Where's the areas of my life that I want to continue to develop for your glory? So we thank you, Jesus, for the opportunity to gather around your word today. Thank you for the Let's Talk ministry and how it goes out. And so pray for the individuals that are going to listen today, that you would encourage their heart, comfort their heart, that you would guide them in whatever storm or circumstance that they're involved in, that you would lead them and they would run to you for help and guidance. So thank you for this day, Father. We love you. It's your name we pray. Amen. God bless you and have a great Friday.